Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Peitas. We are starting right at the top of the halacha. Hey, and the Vilna source daf is on Ein Gimel Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Lila Nishmas Mars Mirim Sarah Basim Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shamash Shad Haven Aliyah. So now we talk about tzad trapping. Rabbi Yehuda, says tzad sipur l'migdol. If a person traps a bird into a closet, utzvi labayis, or deer in a house, chayiv is chayiv for trapping. Machamer and Chamer say sipur l'migdol, bird into a closet, utzvi l'ginul chatzul l'bevarin. A deer is considered trapped even if it's put into a garden, courtyard, or bevar, which is like an animal pen. In those cases, also chayiv because it's considered trapped. It. Now, Rabbi Yehuda obviously argues and holds it's only considered trapped in a house, but not in a gina chatzar bevar. Now, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Emmer, he says, "Lekol bevar and shavin, not all pens are equal." Zaklav this rule. Kolam chatzar tzeda potter. If being by put in this bevar, it's still lacking trapping. You still have to do something to trap it, so he's potter. Whereas the animal chatzar tzeda chayev. If it's not lacking trapping, he's chayev. The Gemara says, "Aruchin aruchin." It tells us, "Masisud like Rabbi Yehuda." The following mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanina, our mishnah says, "Hatzot zibur lemegdol tzvi labayis chayev." That's mashma hol gina lebevarin potter. As we had said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if a person manages to trap a deer inside a garden or a bever, he's potter because it's not really trapping it. And b'chav shitas Rabbi Yehuda, this would be a steer and shitas Rabbi Yehuda if he would be like the following mishnah. Detanin taman, we have a mishnah over there which is in Beitza, and it talks about taking an animal on yontif. We know animals are allowed to be used on yontif for echol nefesh. You need to make a yontif sudos, so you're allowed to use fish and birds and things like that. So the mishnah tells us ein sadin dogim bevarin, no trapping fish from fish ponds on yontif. That's because they're not really considered trapped over there. They can hide in different nooks and crannies under the water, so you have to really actually trap them, so no doing that on Yontif, and also the Ein Nesel Fnei Mezaynes, no putting food in front of them. However, the Mishnah continues that you are allowed to take an animal from a bevar, from a pen, on Yontif, and that's because it's already considered trapped over there, which would mean that if you would take the animal and put it in there, l'chatchila, it's considered trapping it, because once it's in there, it's already considered trapped. Now, the reason why this can't be Rabbi Yehuda is because, as we had said, hol ginoi bevar and putter, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you put an animal into gino or bevar, you're putter, because it's not considered trapping it there. And so it can't be that Mishnah's Rabbi Yehuda, it must be it's the Rabbanan. The problem is that would now be a steer and sheet's rabbanon. The Tanina, because what our mishnah say, that if a person traps a deer in a gina chatzar bevar, it is considered trapping. And Tanin taman over there, it says in the mishnah, as we just said, the one is allowed to trap a chay or oif from his bevar on yontif, and he could put food in front of it because it's already considered trapped there. And that's mashma hol gina chatzar loy, that it's not permitted to take it from the gina chatzar. So according to that mishnah, an animal in a gina chatzar is not considered trapped, but according to our Mishnah Sheet Chamim, an animal in a gin or chatzar is considered trapped. Stira. His answer is that no, kan b'chatzar makayra, kan b'chatzar she'en makayra. Our Mishnah is talking about a chatzar that has a roof on it, so then when you put an animal in there, it's considered trapped, whereas that Mishnah is talking about a chatzar that doesn't have a roof, so it's not considered fully trapped. As the you say about Taninon, we also had in the Mishnah gina, we're referring to a garden as well. Is chamim or gina makayra? Could you say we have a roofed garden? There's no such a thing like that. And so we have a different answer, you're right, el or rather, kan b'gdayla kan b'ktano. That Mishnah is talking about a large garden or chatzar where it's not fully considered trapped, whereas Amish is talking about a small garden or chatzar, so it is considered trapped. Now, I think we're just asked for a clarification. At the end of our Mishnah, we had Rav Shimon Gamliel commenting, saying that if it's Mechusar Tzeid, it's Potter, if it's not Mechusar Tzeid, it's Chayiv, whereas that Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel also weighed in, but used a different Lashon, he used Mutter and Asar. And so that's the question of Ula. Amar of Ula says, Boyin Kum Ravacha, they asked in front of Ravacha, Ma Nisni, call Mechusar Tzeid, Chayiv, Shein Mechusar Tzeid, Potter, what's the proper Girsa over there? Is it Chayiv and Potter, or is it Asar and Mutter? So Amar Loin, he told them, pay attention to the proper girsa. Vloibi yontif and ankaimen, aren't we talking about yontif? On yontif, there's no discussion of chayv or putter. A person can be chayv karis for doing it bemezid or carbon for doing it beshaigig, and therefore, el rather, the proper girsa to use over there is kol mechusar tzeda aser v'sheinu mechusar tzeda mutter, and over here, as we have in our mishnah, it's chayv and putter. Now, continuing to discuss Rishim Gamliel, Amar Shmuel Achad Rebrecha, he explains, what does that mean? It's mechusar tzeda or not mechusar tzeda? Kol shu mechusar nishbim mechusar tzeda. If it's lacking traps, so it's considered lacking trapping, meaning even though it's in an enclosure, if you still need to use traps to get the animal, that's called mechusar tzeda. Whereas she'en mechusar nishbim, if it's not lacking traps, if you don't have to go through some whole thing in order to trap it, animal mechusar tzeda, it's not considered lacking trapping. Peitas on on top, we continue discussing this in regards to yomtiv. Shechtim in anagarin, we can check an animal which is in a nagar, which is basically a pasture area that has streams, and the animal's considered trapped over there because they sit and they graze over there. And since the animal's considered trapped, that means it's mina muchan, you can take it on yomtiv. Whereas ein shechtin, lemina mechmaris, lemina mitzaydais, one is not a shechtin animal on yomtiv that he found in these different types of traps and nets because they very possibly were trapped on yontif, and that means they're not minamucha and they weren't prepared in their mukta. And Rabbi Yisrael Bun says, B'shem Rav Ami, just explaining this lashon of mitzudais, what's the difference between that and mechmarais? Mitzada deshisai, mitzudais are traps that are made only with a shesi thread, that's the one that goes vertical, not horizontal, and that's what's called mitzudais, and mechmarais are just regular nets. And we have another case, Shmuel tzad hubepitam. Shmuel would trap fish, meaning he would take fish out of a barrel because they're considered trapped in the barrel. You basically just have have to stick your hand in and take him out. And Rav Amar, he tells us, Sachra Dinara Shari, that if a river was dammed up or plugged up, it's permitted to take fish from there as well because they can't escape. They're considered trapped. In our review, then he clarifies, Kahide Tassim, it has to be that there was metal plates of sorts that were damming up the river and not just earth or stones. It has to be like a solid metal plate that stops up the river and then the fish are considered trapped. And on to Halacha Vav, the mission continues discussing trapping. A deer walked into a house. A guy's house is at the edge of the woods. His door's open. He's getting some nice fresh air. And all of a sudden, a deer just meanders right into his house. Nal echad b'funav, chayev. If one guy closes the door, trapping a deer inside, he's chayev for trapping. Whereas im nal ushnayim, turin. If two people close the door, they're putter. However, if lo yachal echad linov, nal ushnayim, chayavin. If one person wasn't able to close the door, it was too heavy, one of these really heavy bomb blast doors, and two people closed it because that's what was necessary, so they're both chayev. Whereas if shem putter, shem putters. I think Mar tells us, and we already quoted this previously once, the pasuk tells us, ba'asoy saw, that he did it. That teaches us, hayachad sha'aso chayev, if an individual does a malacha, he's chayev, shtayim shlesha sha'asu p'turin. If two or three people do it, they're putter, because that's not the normal way to do it. However, if that is a normal way to do it, if you need two people to do the malacha, so then they're chayev. Now, Rav Chanan Amar, he tells us, hayachad bar vechatash, let's say one person was healthy, strong, and robust, and the other guy was weak and sickly, but what happened? Nal ha'chayla kol tzarchai, the sick guy managed to close the door almost all the way, v'loy nal ha'bari kol tzarchai, and the healthy guy didn't close it all the way, he just helped a very little bit. Ha'chayla chayev ha'bari potter, the sick one is chayev and the healthy one is potter. The chiddush over here is that even though of the two people closing the door, one of them was very sick, so you would think to say that the bari, the healthy, strong, robust guy, he's really chayev. No, since the one who is sick managed to do it all by himself, besides for just a little bit, he just needed a tad bit of help, the bari is potter and the chayla is actually chayev. Now Rabbi Yosef Rabban tells us, B'shem Rav Chana, Hayitzi Rotz Kedarkai. Let's say there's a deer running like regular, and he intended to close the door behind him, and he closed it behind him and the deer, mutter, that's mutter. There's no problem. We have our guy who lives at the edge of the woods, and he's taking a nice spatzir, a nice walk on Shabbos. All of a sudden he hears growling behind him. There's a leopard waiting to attack, so he starts running to his house, and there happens to be a deer next to him running away from the leopard also. They both bolt into his house, and he closes the door. He's trying to save himself, but he's also there with the deer. It's perfectly permitted because he was closing the door for himself, not for the deer, so even though the deer is trapped, that's okay. Rav Yosef Rabban says, B'shem Rav Chana, something similar, Ra Tinik Va'Be'a Benahar, let's say he sees a child bubbling in the river, the child's drowning, and when he grabs a net to pull out the child, he intends to not only pull out the child, but also to pull up some fish with him. Mutter, that's mutter as well, because he's involved in saving the kid, so he could also pull up the fish. Rav Yosef Rabban says, B'shem Rav Chana, another din, it's on Shabbos, and he's clearing away a pile of stones, Bikuach Nefesh, or somebody's trapped underneath. And he intends to not only pick up these stones, but also pick up a purse of money that he found with it. Mutter, that's also mutter. And on Halacha Zayin, continue to discuss trapping. The Mishnah says, Yashav Echad al Pesach, one guy sits at the entrance to the house, v'loy milo, and he didn't fill it up. So technically, the deer, which is in the house, can walk past this guy. Yashav Hasheni, and then a second guy sits next to him, umilo, and he filled up the doorway, so now the deer can't get out. Hasheni Chayv, the second guy's Chayv. He's the one that did the Malacha. Now let's say Yashav Rishon al Pesach, umilahu, the first guy sat down by the entrance, and he filled it up. So he was the one that did the trapping. Uba Hasheni v'yashav lebetzidai, the second guy came and sat down next to him to keep him company. Afal pishamad harishon v'halachloi, even though the first guy got up and walked away, and the second guy is left there by himself, harishon chayav hasheni potter. The first guy is still chayav, and the second guy's potter, because the first guy was the one that officially trapped the deer. The second one didn't do anything. He was just keeping the first guy company, and even though now the second guy is the one that bepayel is preventing the deer from leaving, he isn't the one that did the action in the first place, so he's not chayav. Ol masadami, what would this be compared to? Lenel's base, l'shaymari, if the guy closed the door to his house in order to guard it, came in from his Shabbos walk, he didn't want any crazy animals coming in, so he closed the door and locks it, and then he finds a deer trapped inside, he walks into his salon, and there's a deer sitting on his couch reading a book, he didn't know it was there, and he effectively trapped it when he locked the door, he's not chayiv for that. Now the Gemara addresses the case where the deer is in his house and trapped in a permitted fashion, so he's not chayiv for trapping it. The question is, Rav Shammai asks, is he allowed to put food in front of it? And the answer is, let's bring like what's taught in Mishnah later on, is in the last parak in the Masechta, no putting water in front of bees, even if they're his, or in front of pigeons in the coop, even though they're his, because you can't do takana, you can't do this work for something that's not mina muchan. It's against they're not prepared, it's mukta, and therefore you're not allowed to do this tircha, putting food in front of them. And the hachaken, it's the same thing over here. Even though he wasn't over for trapping, so he's not chai for that, but it's still considered ena mina muchan because it showed up in his house on Shabbos, therefore he's not allowed to give it food. Now Rav Shammai asks another question, ma'u lichbas alav kli, is he allowed to turn a kli on top of it? Let's say we're not talking about a deer, maybe it was a little chicken or something like that, went into his house and he wants to put a kli on it, prevent it from moving around the house, maybe causing damage or something like that. And this is regarding discussion whether or not a kli is allowed to be carried, ledover she'einai nital. Are you allowed to take a kli, which right now is able to be used, and use it? it for something that's not allowed to be taken. Use it for something that's mukta. And the answer is Yevakahi da Amar Shimon Rinyanai. Let's bring from the following. Rishim Rinyanai said, Ani lo shamati me'aba. I didn't hear the following directly from my father. However, Achaisi Amar li Mishmai, my sister told me in his name, the Beis HaShanol de Yontif, an egg which was laid on Yontif, which is mukta, so you're not allowed to use it. Soimchen la kli b'shvil shalitis gagal. You're allowed to put a kli next to it so that it doesn't roll away and break. Aval ein kaifen ala kli. You can't take the kli and place it on top of the egg to prevent it from breaking, because then it's clear that you're taking the kli and using a dafka for davar she'einai nitel, and that you're not allowed to do. And Shmuel Amar, he also says, ein kaifen ala kli, no turning a kli over it. Tzadi Amar Alpha on top. We have one more question. Rav Shammai Bar, Rav Shammai asks another one. Ma'al lakashu b'chavel. What about taking this deer and tying it up with a rope? And the answer is Yevakahi Damar Rav Shimon Elazar. Let's bring from the following. Motel Hashem Shalat Stada Behemah B'Shabbes. One is allowed to use the side of an animal on Shabbos. He's not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos or sit on top of it, but he could use the side of it. And he'd start the Behemah, he'd start the Elon. Using the side of an animal and the side of a tree is the same thing, even though one is not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos. According to this Shita, he's allowed to use the side of a tree. And so here as well, Kol Shem Motel Hashem Shalat Stada Behemah Motel Kashrei. If you're allowed to use the side of the animal, you're allowed to tie it up as well. Kol Shem Asol Hashem Shalat Stada Behemah Asol Kashrei. But if you're not allowed to use the side of the animal, you're not allowed to tie it, because when you put the rope around its neck and you're tying it, you're going to end up using the side. You're going to lean on it, and therefore, if you're allowed to use the side, you're allowed to tie it. If not, not. Hadron Lach Parak Oireg. Malzar finishing the 13th parak of Masechet Shabbos. Just like we Masechet finished this parak together, we should Masechet finish the entire Masechet together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning with the brand new parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.